Right now, what do you consider standard of care in terms of stage 3 and intraperitoneal?
Well, I think that the standard of care is still clearly a platinum and a taxane. The route of delivery, I think, can be debated. What I'm doing in my own practice is if I have a patient who has a good performance status, is young, wants to be aggressive, I certainly make it clear to them that IP appears to offer an advantage that they should strongly consider. And in fact, I have many of those patients choose to go on IP. For that patient who has either an impaired performance status or is very elderly, I will bring it up as a matter of being complete in the discussion, but by no means do I encourage it. In most cases, they tend not to go on it when they hear about the toxicity.
What do you think is going on across this country in terms of treatment? Are people in general having those options presented to them?
Well, that's going back. We didn't finish where we were before with talking about the patterns that we've seen, and it's very interesting. And the biggest difference in therapy is in the arena of the intraperitoneal route of delivery.
Between the gynox and the medox?
Stark difference between the two subspecialties, but also a stark difference between community versus academic, including within either GYN or MedOnc. What we found is that you're most likely to use intraperitoneal chemotherapy if you're an academic gynecologic oncologist. You're least likely to use it if you're a community medical oncologist. And then there's shades of gray in between, and it's sort of a toss-up then between community GYN oncs and academic med oncs.